Southeastern Oregon has a problem. Groundwater is drying up. Farmers grow hay that gets shipped all over the world, but that's hurting their neighbors who say raising crops in the desert is short-sighted. Oregon Public Broadcasting's Emily Curriton has this report.
First, Marjorie and John Thielen's well belched black sandy water. Then it ran dry.
We're not ranchers or we're not growing hay or anything. We're just retired in the country.
But like most people in this high, dry valley, they pump drinking water out of the ground, and digging deeper led them to water with high levels of arsenic. Now their kitchen is cluttered with plastic bottles.
Okay, so what kind do you want, dear?
A cup of tea starts with a filtration system.
I like that lemon ginger. You got any of that?
Marjorie says they moved here to retire with a view of snowy mountains and sagebrush.
Okay, so now our view is of hay barns.
John says the recent warnings of water scarcity actually set off more farm development.
New pivots and wells, I mean, it was like a gold rush.
All around their house, wells feed pivots, which are like giant steel sprinklers.
It's like having your arteries cut open and watching the blood run out. When your water is being sprayed to the wind and it's evaporating away at humongous quantities.
Now, scientists warn it could take thousands of years for the groundwater to recover from overpumping. But the hay farms aren't the final destination for the water, says Harney County Commissioner and farmer Mark Owens.
So I use a lot of water, but the crops that I raise, I go to Tillamook to produce the milk and the ice cream that you eat.
He says farms like his support the economy, and without them, the local tax base would collapse, taking schools, roads, and law enforcement with it.
This issue that's happening in Harney Basin is going to happen in a community next to you. If it's not, just wait.
He says they have to protect agriculture. But scientists with the U.S. Geological Survey just found this aquifer is out of balance. Powerful wells drain isolated pockets of water much faster than they refill. Historically, though, groundwater was divvied up like it was all coming from some giant subterranean ocean that would never run out.
Well, part of the problem is the mystery of groundwater.
Todd Jarvis directs the Institute for Water and Watersheds at Oregon State University.
I'll give you an example. In 1904, a Texas Supreme Court ruling found that groundwater was so secret, occult, and concealed that it was too difficult to legally control it.
More than 100 years later, he says this mindset is just beginning to change. Texas now has groundwater conservation districts. California recently became the first state to pass a law requiring better groundwater management.
It's Swedish meatballs and scalloped corn.
And at a dinner table in Oregon, there's hope for the state's first ever voluntary agreement to conserve. The alternative is to shut off water on the basis of seniority, which farmers say would plunge the region into a depression.
You know, it's 1,000 cups of coffee.
It's all about relationships, says Brenda Smith, who directs a nonprofit that mediates natural resource conflicts. Building consensus this way is slow work.
But if you're going to fight about it, we don't have that time either.
For the last 3 years, they've been coming together regularly for meals and meetings.
Let's go ahead and form a circle.
Farmers like Owens, who want to make changes slowly, sit across from homeowners like the Thielens, who want action fast before their wells run dry again. The region's very survival is on the line as this group tries to reach a compromise before it's too late. For NPR News, I'm Emily Curitan in Burns, Oregon.